Okay, now we move on to chapter 6, which is the information perspective. So, what are we going to discuss? A couple of important points. The importance of information and information systems in organization. What should BAs know about information concepts and system, and the role of information technology in information systems. Okay, so starting with it, let's first understand what is the importance of having of information and how do information systems work in organizations. So information technology is a comp in a company aims to provide access to necessary information for decision making. Okay, I will go to the next point before I discuss this. Despite the availability of advanced IT solution, many decisions are made on gut feeling due to the lack of timely and usable information. Understand, the main logic of having information system is when I have the right information in the right place. Now, every organization does have an information system, and the ideal goal of an information system would be to provide the right information at the right time. But in spite of the advances in technology and everything else, the information is first not available to us in a timely manner or to the management in a timely manner. And not only that, we are talking about usable information, information that will make sense to the strategy that I'm working on or the business process that I'm working on. And due to which, what are we doing is instead of building or working on a fact-based system, you're going to work on a more gut-based feeling rather than anything else. Executives may struggle to express their information needs, and a software professional may not fully appreciate the importance of information in decision making. Now, you have to understand that data is very important. Data, when applied in the right manner, becomes information. Now, for somebody who's doing an analysis or trying to understand things, might require the information, but a software professional who has to provide the information. So what is happening right now, we have online system where we have Google Spreadsheet, we have Microsoft Office 365, which gives you the option to have the system's data in a common system where everyone can process it. But what are we still doing? We're still using very localized approach, and the data has to be requested from certain critical people for the entire business process to work, or for the decision to be made. Now, again, there will be bottlenecks where if that person is not available, that information might not be available, or and the entire thing might just go for a complete toss. So people who are managing or people who are even collecting the data do not understand that why is this data important in decision making? How can the data, not only the data, the information in the data is what you're targeting, can be used in decision making? Business analysts play a critical role in understanding the nature of the information and information systems and their significance in decision making. Now, you as a business analyst know how important it is to for a certain amount of information. We've been talking about gathering, requirement gathering being the most crucial point in a business analyst role. So you understand the different modes of gathering the information, and also you understand that what is the importance of putting this information in an information and how can it help you with decision making? Because then when you use information and information system, you're looking at a more fact-based decision, and you know that the decision made through data will provide more insight and more value to the customer. A fact-based organization should rely on underlying transactions to prepare the MIS data query directly rather than using spreadsheets, which can be misleading. So spreadsheets could have raw data, and MIS data would not be available to everybody. Even if it is available, then everything needs to be done on MIS, which is information system. And everything needs to be put up there so that there is no misleading information and decisions that are being made are more fact-based. So, what BS should know about information concepts and systems? Now, there are certain things we have to know. Information concept, what is our first concept that we have to talk about? data becomes information when it is processed and made relevant. What is relevant depends on the role of the person, his hierarchical position, what is the business process that you're trying to meet, what is the importance of that, and what does it mean for a business analyst? Must try and understand the role of the person and therefore what is relevant to him. At higher level, people prefer summarized, consolidated information that gives them a sense of whether they are in control or not. So as you go up the hierarchy level, you do not look at detailed information. You look at a more summarized information. So again, for you to understand what needs to be given to them as information, how summarized it needs to be, how detailed it needs to be, and all of that. Data and information lifecycle covering stages such as creation, capture, validation, storage, retrieval, processing, presentation, backup, and archival, and disposable. The BA must ensure that the system is designed, covers all aspects from creation to disposable to in order to provide a complete system. Now, when I'm talking about a data and information lifecycle, if you look at the first point, we had said becomes information when it is processed and made relevant. So when I'm talking about the life cycle of the data or the information, it is going to start right from the raw data. That means from the time is acquiring those created data, and finally the disposing of the data outside the system. So you have to ensure that the entire data is available, because you want the entire data and you do not know what part of the data or what part of the information will be relevant to which role. So through the entire life cycle, that is right from when the data is being created to the final information that is being delivered and when it is being disposed also, you want to keep that entire creation journey and details about that into the system. The third point talks about information is not what we present, but what readers construct in their minds. Information is used in decision making. Decision making processes are explained both rational and behavior theories. So before I get into details on that, let's understand why is it important to a BA. The representation of information is very important aspect. BAs must familiarize themselves with information design in the manner of visual design to ensure they create a positive impression bias in the mind of the reader. BA should keep in mind how IT can help in supporting all stages of the decision progress via such that intelligent business design alternatives and choice embeddings decisions or rules in the software. So again, when I talk about information, the same information given to you and given to me would be perceived differently. So there would be a certain experience bias or knowledge bias that would come in, and I would basically construct the information, reconstruct that information in my head before I can use it for a decision making process. So also giving a very negative bias to the data would not help, because then the image becomes negative and probably that bias will affect the decision making process. So you, even though that information might not be very positive or not be great to your, if you can convert it and say it in a different way, it becomes a very important step that needs to be done. So when you are in charge, you need to understand that you need to create a positive impression on the mind of the reader. So also, once I want to know what should be done, I will still need to go and check with the IT team or the teams I'm working with whether it is even possible and if they can help with the entire solution. Like we said, the entire solution needs to be based from creation to disposable, which also includes intelligence design and choice embedding systems in the problem. So when I'm talking about designing an entire system, I'm talking about taking care of the entire system as it is. Okay, so let's talk about the fourth concept, which is information is used as a basic organizational clue. What does it mean for a BA? A BA must study the flow of information to ensure that there are no gaps in information across the organization. It includes people placed in remote and on-site location. At the end, information and communication system also help to create a sense of belonging to the individual that he feels connected and as a part of the organization. So now understand what is going to happen, and especially currently, where most of the employees that are working in the organization are basically working from home, or even some of them might be on vacations in different places. The flow of information should include everybody. People tend to work better, tend to feel better when they are more connected with the, when they feel more connected with the organization. And it can be especially difficult when you're dealing with have people who are just completely out of the organization. When people are coming to work, or when they are in all in a specific location, the bond between them changes. You can hold, the training team can hold various activities to bring them to, together, and the flow of information is much faster. But more wider the scope, more wider become more difficult becomes the communication and getting everyone to feel included within the organization. So you want to build an information and communication that help people stay connected so that they keep having that sense of building belonging to the organization, and they feel still feel as a part, as being connected and a part of the organization. So that's the reason, coming back to the information concept, we say that information, when communicated rightly, can basically bring the whole organization together, like a glue can bring back pieces together into one product. The fifth talks about information has several characteristics such as source, age, type, currency, etc. What does it mean for a BA? The BA must use these characteristics as a checklist to ensure he gathers them. Increasingly, external sources of data about consumers, competitors, etc., have to be combined with internal MIS to provide a comparative perspective. The BA must check sources of information and issues related to the information of conversion of formats. Likewise, these days, data includes all types, including photos, scanned documents, videos, etc. The BA must check for this possibility. Okay. As we speak about this, understand today data has become more dynamic. Not only more dynamic, we are trying to capture every bit of information from the data. So if in data is present in videos, if data is present in photos, we are trying to include those also. That's where the entire concept of big data also comes into picture, where we talk about the different formats of data and the large size of the data. Now, I want to keep each and every aspect about the data intact. It becomes very difficult to assess which data would impact which. Even if I do an entire stakeholder analysis, you still want to keep every aspect of the data intact. And that's what your information system should be able to do. Even when I have to combine and collect external sources of data, so I'm talking about data about the consumers, competition, they all have to be provided into an internal MIS system so that I can compare my different competitors, I can analyze the different consumers that I have, and I can build an entire system on how it works. So, also, because we just spoke about the different formats that are there, I have to look at conversion and how accurate is the conversion that is happening. How can it em be embedded into the information system is also important, because again, information system will look at more of data in a more structured format, when data from photos or videos can become very unstructured. So you want to convert them to a structured format and then understand how it can be pushed into the information system. Information is used for compliance. Each compliance requirement requires that the BA design appropriate controls at various points in the process. make the controls visible and provide a facility to provide evidence that the controls work properly. Okay, understand, today with security becoming such a big concern, we are having data leaks, attacks happening every day. We also need to ensure that wherever, in whichever state, country we are located, we are following the relevant compliances when it comes to the system. Now, what any compliance requirement in general would say, along with a few additions, is providing the right access to the right people. You should know who has access to what kind of data, and your system, information system, or your process should take care of that in every parameter. You do not want to get into legalities on that matter, because it could be a very big loss for the company. And at the end of the day, you have to be able to even prove to the government that you have been following these compliances and this is what is happening. Coming to the seventh information system concept, information helps create knowledge, and the purpose of knowledge here is to create new business rules. So BAs must look for opportunities to capture knowledge and create a self-learning environment. BAs must be prepared to deal with unstructured information captured from user-generated data, such as user experience, for example. The BA must create systems that are adaptable to changing business rules. So when we are talking about the information creation, understand, it is data. From data, when I gather the relevant information when I process it in the right way, it becomes information, and then when I implement it, it adds value to my business. That is the entire process to understanding data is the new oil. Now when I'm looking at the data, I also look at opportunities as a BA to basically try and capture the knowledge or the conversion of information so that it becomes a self-learning system. Anybody who goes into the environment can basically learn from the environment. BAs must be prepared to deal with, this is what we spoke about also, that in the earlier information concept, where I said that today data has become more unstructured. For me to be analyzed or for me to be able to gather information from that data, I will ultimately need to convert it to a more structured format. So I have to keep that in mind. And then you have to create, because we are living in such a dynamic environment with technology changing every day, new rules and regulations being coming into the picture, you again have to build an information system that is able to deal with this constant changing dynamic environment. So it needs to be an adaptable system that you're discussing. Coming to eighth, information can be used for competition. It has value. BA strive to identify how information can provide a strategic edge to the organization. The advance of business intelligence tools, data mining, analytics, etc. BAs must find the value of information and the value of IT as a part of the business case for justifying IT investments. Now understand that, like we discussed at the beginning of the chapter, we said that we are making, because of, even in a fact-based organization, because the information is not available to us in a timely manner, we are making more gut-feel-based decisions. When I'm going into making more gut-based decisions, what is happening is my investment or my money, I might not get the value in return for that. So I need to firstly understand the data, and I need to understand which data can give me the right information. It could be information about my competitors, maybe launching a new tool or acquiring a new tool or looking for a new process altogether. So now I can basically analyze this data and be able to, with all the new tools and technologies that are available with me, I can basically analyze this data and then build a strategy that revolves around all of this. So what am I doing? That by making my system more data driven, my decisions are going to be more fact based, more accurate, That means I get a higher value on the investment, which obviously makes my organization happy. Nine, information has value, it's therefore an asset and needs to be protected. PAs must identify critical information assets, identify risk association with this asset, gather requirements about negative use cases, that is, users should not be allowed to do. So understand, like I said earlier, we are talking about a lot of compliances. Now, compliances obviously are driven more around personal data. But when I talk about business data, critical information relating to my business or organization, and information, when this information it leaks out, it can be very damaging to the organization. So when I'm looking at data or information, I'm not just looking it as adding value to the organization, I'm also looking it as it I'm looking at it as an asset that needs to be protected and taken care of. So when you put that information, you have to identify what is the risk associated, how those risks can be mitigated, what are the list that things need to be done, things do not need to be done, and I need to be able to study the past with other organizations and be able to list down how I can make how can I give better protection to the asset. 10. Information systems can help align each person in an organization with a common set of objectives. Information systems are required to enable monitoring and control. What does it mean for a BA? A BA can analyze critical success factors, CFS, for each individual and design information systems that provide the information that enables control. BAs must also design information systems that capture information at the source and do not require people to put information in effort into getting the information. Now, first let's look at this. So this is a larger concept. So first let's look at the concept. The concept says help align each person in the organization with a common set of objective are required to be enable monitoring and control. So when I talk about that, when I talk about alignment for each person in the organization, now each individual has their own requirement or has to deal with a specific set of data. Like I said, as you go higher in the hierarchy, you would probably need to design more summary-based data. Also, data which looks and tells you that, oh, this is we are more in control. And the control is not slipping out of our hands because the upper management would want to be ensure that they are in control of the entire success that is going through the system. Also, what is important is not having people put in data. So this, I will take a scenario for this. So there was this live scenario where we are talking about a pharmacy company that was basically pharmaceutical company that was developing medicines. They had multiple branches and they would have obviously every factory would design a different product. Some of the raw materials would need to be ordered, some would be imported from various countries. On the other hand, there were some intermittent products that raw materials that were created between products and would need to be shipped to one factory to another. Now, the problem over here was that the managers had to daily update the stock, and the stock was actually not getting captured from the actual process into the system, which would cause a lot of hindrance because till the managers don't update all the stocks manually, whether it is the raw material or the product, it became difficult for even the supply people to move the ensure that the raw materials were available in time. Ordering of the stock would become difficult. Now, so you need to build, when you're looking at building an information system as a business analyst or setting up a process, you need to try and reduce human intervention as far as capturing of the data is concerned. Because the more real-time data that is captured into the system without humans, the more idle and real-time information is that will be available to the rest of the people who log or who you are using the MI system, whether I'm looking for detailed information or whether, like a top-level executive, I'm looking for a more summarized information. The more I reduce the gap in getting the information, the more accurate my decisions become. 11th point, information systems are affected by factors such as culture, organization structure, hierarchy, and people. A BA must observe contextual aspects such as culture, openness and bureaucracy, structure or architecture, hierarchical, flat, collegial, etc., since they have a deep influence on the design of the system. Likewise, a study of human factors such as background, ethnicity helps understand the underlying preference in terms of language, symbols. Now understand, even when, as far as the information system is concerned, what is going to happen is your organization has a lot of variations. When I talk about variations, I'm talking about the variation in the culture background that the people come from, in the entire structure of the organization, the architecture of the organization, the working culture, the people culture, both of them play a role. So if there is more openness, you would need to design a system like that. If there is more of bureaucracy, you probably need to have a more hierarchical system. So if I have to say that in those terms, then in a more open culture working environment, I'll have a more flat system where the system design would have that information available to everyone, or I will need to set up more processes where certain information is available only to a certain level of people. People have to approve before the system information getting passed on. So also, because of the varied culture, there might be a variation in my language preferences, especially if I have people from working at different site locations with different backgrounds. I would want to see the information in a different way. So I need to take care of all of those preferences while designing the information system. So what is the role that a information technology plays in an information system? Computer-based systems tend to contribute in broad ways. Four broad ways. What are the four broad ways? Productivity, business process transformation, business network transformation, business scope transformation. So now let's first get into productivity. This is a result of elimination of multiplicity in processing, intermediation, disintermediation, combining multiple processing steps into one, working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, increasing customer availability, direct reduction in labor and overall transaction costs. So when I talk about productivity, I'm talking about multiple people working on the same data. So I would want to eliminate that. If I have multiple people doing the same thing, I am basically reducing my productivity. If I reduce that and change it to one person working on it, I can use the productivity of the rest in getting other tasks. Also, disintermediation, when I talk about having less of approvals or less of human intervention in the entire system, because that again helps me enhance the productivity of the employees who are working. Combining multiple processing steps into one, that means I have 10 processing steps that are taking over a period of maybe 2 to 10 hours. And when I combine into one complete step, maybe it will take a lesser number of time. And like it's like saying that if I have a bulk order, it goes much faster than having individual orders. So if I can combine where there are too many processes into one, I can maybe increase the productivity. Working 24 hours a day now has become the new norm, 7 days a week. Why? Because you're dealing with customers who are in different time zones, in different countries, different regions, and you want to provide the 24-hour high availability to the customer, which will ensure that the customers are constantly with you and are happy with the entire system. Do not consider leaving your organization. Direct reduction in labor and overall transaction costs. The more information-driven system I have, or to enhance the productivity, it is better to reduce direct labor. See if I can automate. Will the automation help me with or reducing overall transaction cost and all of that? The next is business process transformation. This is in the form of dramatic changes in performance or customer experience with respect to a business process. Like we discussed in the previous chapters, I said I basically have a business goal of increasing the sales revenue by 10%. So this is like a drastic, even a 10% increase in sales could be a drastic increase. So that is what is, so I'm talking about business process transformations, where I'm talking about drastic changes in the system, so which will help not only boost my productivity and my performance, but it might also help boost the customer experience. Business network transformation, what does this talk about? This would be the transformation of the entire network of the supply chain and value chain through the use of IT, the transformation of the entire financial sector in India, including brokering houses, stock exchanges, stock depositories, is a good example of how value chain can be transformed. So today we are talking about common broking platforms, we are talking about common stock exchanges, common stock repositories, where everything is collated at one place, which helps me enhance the value of the entire business network. So supply chain, when I talk about supply chain, everywhere it is using the same supply chain network or the value chain network, more through the use of IT. Business scope transformation, that would apply that IT could help an organization to redefine its business. That means I can basically look at a new innovation, new product, and I can basically redefine how the entire business works. Also, business scope transformation would be something like moving from physical to online. So that brings us to the end. Let's look at the summary quickly. The fundamental purpose of any information system is to provide the right information. Two quick ways to judge the effectiveness of an information system are checking the person in the organization gets the information they need and at the right time, ensuring decisions in the organization are based on such information. So rather than going with my gut feeling, I now go with information, the right information or the current information available to me right away. Business analysts must understand data information lifecycle, characteristics of information, need and uses of information, relationship between the information and the organization. So we've spoken about the data information lifecycle, where I say I start right from the creation and go up to the deletion. Then I talk about characteristics. We spoke about the age, the type. We said we do not want to lose any sort of information. Coming to the need and uses. So where is this information needed? How is it going to be used? Who is going to use it? Which is the fourth point, which is relationship between the information and organization. Is the information available to them in the right format that they require it, in the right language, and all of those. This understanding will help the BA understand the information needs of all the stakeholders in an organization. So basically, when you do something like this, you will need to do a complete stakeholder analysis, which was one of our previous chapters. The role of IT in business can be summarized in four ways: productivity, business process transformation, network transformation, and business scope transformation. Thank you.